Welcome back to our podcast.
Episode 5, baby.
Woohoo!
So, happy daylight savings. How are you feeling today, Jules?
Michelle, honestly, I'm not feeling the best. I'm a little tired, a little cranky, a little on edge.
Yeah, you don't look so great.
Thank you. I really needed that boost of confidence from you today. Thank you so much. How are you feeling?
I'm exhausted too. I did sleep the whole day yesterday, and then I had that hour taken away, so I woke up like just lost as fuck today. But anyways, I'm happy to be here. Oh, and happy International
Women's Day month.
Or month. It was Women's Day yesterday and then Women's History Month for the whole month of March.
Thank God, because I really needed some women empowerment in my life right now.
We need way more than just one month out of the year. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, we need the whole year. Dedicated just to us.
We can only dream.
I know.
So today we're going to play a fun little game.
What's it called, Michelle?
Never have I ever.
And we had some subscribers actually write in and ask us these questions. So thank you and shout out to you guys, all the jammers out there. Would you like to start off the game?
Yeah, so first we're going to do some of the Never Have I Evers, and then we're going to go into some juicy questions.
Yes, yeah, so we're going to do a Q&A as well.
Yes. So, Never Have I Ever Gone Skydiving.
So I actually have not, but I've always really wanted to. Have you?
I've never gone skydiving. I think I would die. Like, my heart would instantly stop.
Really? Yeah. Are you afraid of heights?
I'm afraid of heights, one.
Oh, that's an issue.
Even going, like, on a roller coaster scares me, so.
I love all that stuff. The adrenaline rush, that's what I need, you know?
I feel you. What else did we get? Never have I ever traveled out of the country.
Oh, yes. I definitely have. I have been to Canada. I have been to Prague. And I have been to Germany, as well as a few islands, like the Bahamas. The Virgin Islands is a U.S. territory, so it doesn't count. And, yeah, that's about it. You've never been anywhere at all outside the country?
No, I've been to Puerto Rico. But
that's a U.S. territory. Yeah, so. I've been to Puerto Rico, too.
I don't even have a passport, actually.
No way! Yeah. Wow, you need to definitely travel. It's worth it. You learn a lot, too.
Yeah, well, I still haven't locked down that whole sugar daddy situation, so I can't really afford it right now.
Oh, my God! I really have to talk about this. I was walking yesterday past Banco after I left the Ben, and I ran into the sugar daddy.
No!
Yes!
From episode one?
Yes! And I was like, oh, my God. He looked at me, and he was, like, about to approach me. And I was like, oh, no. No, no, no. I started fucking running. I was like, not today, baby. It was so weird,
you
though.
You could have made some money yesterday. Though.
I know. If I had stopped and talked to him, probably would have been like, here's another $100. But, like, I was like, oh, my God. Like, we made eye contact, too. And I was like, oh, my God. I literally grabbed my friend Jackie.
That's so scary.
And I was like, Jackie, that's the sugar daddy. She's like, the one from your episode? And I was like, yes, that's the one.
The one and only.
So, anyway, I just had to say that, guys. But wow. Our next question is, have you ever been on a cruise? I definitely have, but I went when I was only 9 years old, and I went another one when I was, like, I think 16 or 17. So I want to go back when I'm of age. I can do shit on my own, you know, and, like, have fun and travel. So what about you?
I have never been on a cruise. Clearly, I just don't have a fun life, I guess. I don't travel. but we're supposed to be planning one for my birthday this year, but I don't know about that. There's that whole virus thing going on.
The coronavirus?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm actually traveling to Nashville, Tennessee for my cousin's wedding. Shout out to you, Katie. And I bought a pink face mask for the plane. So
that'll protect you.
No coronavirus is going to come near me. And I have hand sanitizer and I'm going to wear gloves. And you think I'm kidding? I will take a picture and I'll put it on our jam page.
Yeah,
so you guys
can
see how I look. But yeah.
Is your cousin okay? It's your cousin's getting married, right?
Yeah.
From, like, didn't they just have, like, a tornado or something?
In Nashville, Tennessee.
I know it was in Tennessee. I don't know where.
I heard about it and they're fine. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's great. What's your name, Katie? I'm glad you're okay, Katie. Okay. Let's get into some more deeper questions. Like, Ooh, never have I ever been in an open relationship.
Oh, well.
Tell me more.
I feel like on every episode I've talked about my past relationship, but whatever. It was the longest one I was in, so I'm just going to relate it back to that. Yeah, so in my past relationship, before my ex and I actually broke up, he moved to go away for law school to another state. And right before he left, he was like, you know, I really want to stay with you, but I don't know if we can make it work since the distance, but how about we try an open relationship? And I was like, honestly, I thought about it. I like slept on it. And then the next day I woke up and I was like, you know what? Actually, yeah, like we can try it. You know, I have a few guys that I've met. I swear. I was like, I have a few guys that I've met like at frats and stuff or guys when I'm out. And like, you know, I just won't tell you about it. Or we could talk about our experiences. It's up to you. And he was like, oh no, like you can't get with anyone, but I'm going to hook up with people in law school. And I was like, you fucking thought. He legit said that. He's like, no, you can't get with anyone else. And I was like, what? Like, that makes no sense. So I was like, okay, decline the offer. And then obviously we broke up. But has anyone ever said that to you?
I wish they fucking would. No. Oh my God, no. So I would be so ridiculous. Offended. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah. And the thing is, and I was like willing to do it, but then to say it's so one-sided, I was like, that's not an open relationship. That's just you cheating, you asshole. Like, that makes zero sense.
But all anyway. Right. Never have
I'm glad you think it's funny the no, pain
laughing,
that's caused
I'm
to me.
I'm laughing at this next question. It's never have I ever said I love you to get laid.
I mean, I feel like that's more something guys yeah. do. I definitely have never done that. Honestly, if I wanted to get with someone, I could just get with someone. I wouldn't need to be like, oh my God, I love you
they
so
they would probably actually
much.
Do the complete opposite, like run away from me.
Oh, yeah.
Say, I love you.
Some of them would be like, marry me at the most, altar. Oh, but true. Some of them would be like, fuck you, bitch. I want to get with your friend.
I know, but I totally agree. I think that's definitely directed towards guys. And I wonder if anyone has ever done that to me. Like, just like, Michelle, I love you. And then bam.
Bam.
And quit it.
I mean, who knows these days, right?
Anyway.
These hoes ain't loyal.
Nope, no, they ain't. Okay, next question. Never have I ever fallen in love with someone from work. Oh, Jules, I already know the answer to this for you.
God, okay. Well, I really hope he's not listening, but when I first started working...
You know who you are.
Yeah, you know who you are. Okay. So, when I first started working at the job I was working at, obviously I met Michelle right away, and the
she
first
fell in
thing...
love with me. It's me.
No, I know everyone thinks that, but no. So, the first thing I said to her was... Like, I really like this guy a lot, and, you know, I don't know. Like, when I, like someone, I say it, and then I usually just, like, go for it, or they, like, end up liking me, and I'm like, yes. Like, what's the word when you say you're, like, put it into the universe?
Manifestation.
Manifestation, yeah. So, when I manifest things, like, I swear they always happen. So, I was like, I really like this guy. I think he's so cute. He's so sweet. Like, let's try to sit with him at lunch. So, of course, Michelle, best wing woman award, sits with me and him at lunch and it's like making small talk. And she's like, yeah, we should all go out. He's like, all right, yeah, let me get your number. He gets my number. We hang out, literally so in love. And then he ended up having a prison record and DUIs and et cetera, et cetera. And then ended up being, I would say, bipolar / psychotic, probably.
Aren't they all?
I mean, yeah, he was definitely weird, but I really loved him for a while. And then I really liked another guy that I worked with too, but he was a major fuckboy. Like,
major.
Literally fucked everyone within the same group that we were in.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, the entire office, basically.
Yeah, basically the entire office. I didn't love him at all, but I really liked him. And yeah, what about you?
I definitely stay away from guys from work. I mean, my whole office is guys. I work with like a
you really liked
guys.
One guy though, the one that you talked to all the time.
Okay, I just thought he was really cute. I just liked his vibes. I never acted on it. Like I'm like, I get really nervous. Like I can't talk. I can't flirt. Like I can't do it. Unless
she can
I'm
when
out
she's drunk,
drinking. Yeah, then like I'm a natural. But like in real life, I'm so awkward. It's embarrassing. It's just awful. But, yeah, no, I don't think I've ever fallen in love with someone at work.
I mean, would you I don't know, I guess. Now I'm, like, backtracking. I'm like, was I in love? I really think I loved him.
No, you weren't in love with him.
No, but I, like, but loved him.
For him, yeah. Yeah. Like, you were hooked on him.
Yeah.
Huge crush on him. I remember that. Oh, my God. All I would hear about is this fucking guy all the fucking time.
So happy that's good times. Honestly, good times.
So, next question. Never have I ever had a friends with benefits.
I think I have, but I don't know. What do you think?
I feel like that's going to be a fat yes from me. If anything, I've had more friends with benefits than actual relationships. That's just our generation nowadays, I feel like.
Yeah, it's tough to say. I try not to get myself into those situations. Like, I legit try to have really good guy friends that I consider, like, my brothers, like, they have my back. But then
all they want
to
do is smash.
For some reason, it always turns into that, which is really shitty because...
Yeah, you do lose, like, good friends from that.
Yeah, and this has happened way back, like, in Miami and stuff. Like, my really, really close guy friends, this has kept happening to you. And, yeah, what can you do, right?
Well, it is what it is. Facts. Next question. Never have I ever been kicked out of a bar.
Oh, Lord. Okay, well, I personally have not. However, I know my little friend Michelle has. Yes, I am. We were on the Ave, and she got lit out of nowhere. Like, I swear, she was, like, completely fine. Like, we're drinking, like, White Claw. Like, nothing too serious.
I don't drink White Claw, so I got here.
She was drinking White Claw. And she kept sitting on the stage where the wires were, like, for the microphone, for the whoever was performing that night. And security was like, yo, get off the stage. And she's like... I know, like, I'm sitting, and I was like, Michelle, look me in the face right now, get off the stage or we're leaving. And she's like, ha ha, and I was like, it's not funny.
That sounds like me.
And so then she did it again, and the guy was like, yo, you have one more chance. And I was like, Michelle, this is your last chance, stop it. So she's like, so she stands up, she's like, my feet hurt. And I'm like, oh my God. She does it again, of course, for the third time. So the guy's like, that's it, I told you, I gave you one last chance, get the fuck out. Of course, he kicks us out. I'm walking out with her because I'm not going to let her leave by herself because I'm just such a fucking good friend. And I run into every girl that I ever went to North Broward Prep with. Like, all of them. Basically, this is my 10-year reunion of seeing them. So they think I'm getting kicked out as well. And they're all staring at me like, oh, my God. Like, I can't believe it. I'm like, no, bitches. It's not me. It's my friend.
I made you look like such a badass. You're welcome.
I don't know if it was a badass or a loser, but... So anyway, that's the situation.
I don't even recall any of that. She told me about it the next day.
Yeah, then she ran away. I don't know. She's psycho.
Anyways, great times. Yeah, I mean, my feet were hurting. What the hell? It's not like I was causing, like, a scene or making a ruckus.
Fighting,
like,
on the streets.
God, none, yeah, I didn't beat anyone up. Shit. Could have been worse.
Shit.
Okay, never have I ever been in handcuffs.
So, I have never, ever been arrested. Thank God. Bless up.
Yes, thank
you. But I have been in handcuffs smashing. I'm not going to lie about that.
Oh, okay.
But other than that, I've been Saint Lee.
Yeah, it's going to be a no from me.
It's going to be a hard no for Michelle.
And yeah, let's leave it at that.
Fucking with lames, baby.
I guess so. So, never have I ever been the side chick. Ooh, I like that one.
Oh, wow. That's a really tough one. Well, let's just look up what a side chick is, shall we, to find the legit definition?
Ah, yes. Because okay. I don't know the exact answer. I need a clear definition.
Okay. So, let's see. Let's look it up on Urban Dictionary. Okay. So, the top definition of a side chick is the other woman, also known as the mistress. A female that is neither a male's wife or girlfriend, who has relations with the male while he is in another relationship. Example, Kimmy, look at Tina and Josh. Are they going out? Sally, no, Kimmy, Josh is dating Laura. Tina is just his side chick. Hashtag side dish. Hashtag mistress. Hashtag side girl. Hashtag homewrecker. Hashtag affair. You do not want to be the side chick, ladies.
Fucking Tina, what a hoe.
I know. No, I've never been the side chick.
Yeah, no, I don't think I've been that. No.
Good for us.
Now reading the definition. It's a clear no.
It's a hard no on both of our ends.
We're good girls.
Next question, please.
Never have I ever been serenaded.
So I actually have, and I'm going to shout out who it is. So flashback to Julie being in college at FIU. I met one of my best friends. I don't know if you guys have been in a sorority or a fraternity before, but they have like big and little. So it's basically like your big brother and your little sister. And I had my big brother, whose name is Austin. Love you forever. I met him in Phi Gamma Delta and he serenaded me. He used to like sing to me and play his guitar. And I was actually fighting at the time with my ex because one wasn't I. And he took the ring off that my ex gave me and threw it out the frat door's window and was, like, singing to me. And it was just so sweet. It made me feel way better.
Aw, what did he sing?
It was, like, something from the heart. Like, he made it up. It was, like, a song that he created what about nice me. Friend. Yeah.
Good shit, Austin.
Friend. That was definitely a friend's of benefits. Yeah, for sure.
Juicy stuff.
I know.
Okay, okay. All right, well, that concludes our Never Have I Ever session. Thank you so much, Julie, for participating in that.
No, thank you, Michelle.
And now jumping into our Q&A section, our subscribers sent in all these questions, so thank you once again, and we're going to hop on in and answer some. All right, so bouncing off of the serenading, we got asked who is our favorite artist slash band. I like that question.
I would say mine currently is Cardi B.
Oh, of course. Should have seen that.
I know. And I would say that just because I really think she does, like, stand up for women's rights. And she talks about being, like...
Interesting.
I know.
Explain.
She talks about, like, she stands up for women's sexuality and being able to express themselves. Whereas I think, like, even as of the early, like, 2000s, women couldn't really do that as much. Like, she'll literally just be, like... I want you to
bleep, bleep,
eat
bleep.
My boop, 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 boop.
And like, mimosas.
Yeah. And I feel like guys do that all the time in the rap game, but women can't really do that. So I feel like she really expresses herself in like making money and going out and like providing for her child. And yeah, I think she stands for a lot of like women's rights and she's like a boss ass bitch. So I love her. I also love Future. I think he has really cool like beats and stuff like that. I love Timo 44. Shout out to you. And I love Chris Brown. I love Justin Bieber. I'm pretty basic, honestly, but those are my favorites.
Ew. I know. I'm judging you hardcore.
It's okay.
For me, I'd have to say definitely Lana Del Rey, Sabrina Claudio, Alina Baraz, Snow Allegra. Yeah, I think those are, like, my top four.
I also love Rihanna, but she hasn't had an album in, like, 10 years. Yeah.
Oh, my God. She's really,
I went to her concert. She's amazing live. I also used to go to, like, Lil Wayne and Nicki Minaj's concert. They were my favorite, but I feel like that era kind of ended.
Yeah, definitely.
So I really wouldn't consider them my favorite anymore. But, yeah, that's a really good question.
All right. So, next, we have... Oh, I hate this question. Where do you,
what is it?
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Ew. Oh, gosh. Okay. So in 5 years, I will be a whopping 30 years old, which is just crazy to even say out loud. I just
That's so terrifying.
I know. In 5 years, I hope to own my own house, be very established in my career, be making good money for myself, as well as hopefully at this point settling down with someone that I love. At this point, I'm dealing with stalkers slash people that are obsessed with me that want to get married tomorrow, that I'm not going to even delve into that, as well as dealing with just the ultimate of fuckboys. So I don't know how that's going to go, but I would like to then get married and then eventually begin thinking about having my first child around that point. But if not, I will adopt and look into an orphanage and still have a house to be in my career, but help out children that don't have homes. So that's my 5-year plan. What about you, Michelle?
Oh, that's so sweet.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't like this question. Like, I don't even know what I'm doing tomorrow. I'm just, I don't know. I think, I mean, like, I'm planning to buy, like, my first home, like, within this year. So that's something
pretty big. Boss moves.
Yes. But besides that, I mean, I thought ideally my, like, dream in my head was to have my first kid by the time I'm, like, 28 or something.
Same.
But I don't even have a boyfriend right now. So I don't think the timeline's really going to work out. But anyways, I think the most important thing that I want in 5 years is to be financially stable. Like, I want to be making more than 6 figures. I want to be, like, in the prime of my career, you know?
I love that.
Yeah.
Incredible.
That's about it. Next. What scares you the most about your future? Wow, these are some deep questions, guys. Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Let me chug my wine real quick.
Okay, what scares me the most about my future is probably just not being where I want to, like, within the time range. Because I have, like, this time in my head where, like, I need to be with someone and I need to have kids by this point and I need to, you know, be making this much and this much. And I kind of just have to let the future, like, unfold itself. Like, I can't keep rushing things and thinking I have to be on a time slot that I'm, like, not on, you know? Like, I'm just gonna have to let it go.
So running out of time.
Running out of time, yeah. And not being where I think I should be.
That's true. It's scary.
Yeah.
I would say my biggest fear is, honestly, it's disappointing my parents. I feel
I mean, that's mine too, but I think I've already done that a lot of times.
Well, I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. I love my parents so much, and I think they've done a lot for me, and one of my goals in life is to, wow, we're getting, like, really deep. But, like, one of my goals in life is to, like, make enough money where I can, you know, support them and give them things that they want, you know?
So yeah.
It's like, I don't know, if I don't become as successful as I hope, then I won't get the chance to do all that.
Oh, wow. That is really deep.
Yeah.
Love it.
All right. Next question. What are you most passionate about?
Ooh. Wow. These are hard.
Right?
Let's see. I'm most passionate about making a name for myself and, like, sharing my story and basically, like, helping others. Like, helping others in the sense not only to be who they are, like, be their full potential, but helping children grow and not deal with, like, bullying or deal with people putting them down or not being able to get somewhere. So I'd love to, like, eventually, once I start making money, donate to a corporation that helps children so they can get out of poverty. And that's, like, my biggest passion, honestly, is to help women and even, you know,
yeah, you mentioned you used to work with kids before.
Yeah,
right?
I used to work at Susan B. Anthony, the recovery center, and I helped a bunch of kids that were on the streets that were being abused with domestic violence and physical and mental abuse, and a lot of them are homeless. And I basically recreated the whole entire childcare program there, and I helped them to get out of poverty, and I taught them a lot. We did, like, a whole learning center for them and basically helping them, like, to be on their career path. So if they were 5 years old all the way up until 12 years old, just to make sure they're not going to end up, like, seeing what their parents were doing, they won't end up getting into drugs and all that. So that's, like, a huge passion for me.
Wow.
Yeah. What about you?
I would say this podcast, of course. Jam, oh, yes. Baby. Hashtag, do you even jam?
Do you even jam, bro?
No, seriously, guys. Like, I am so into this. I really hope that we become famous and we make mad money. And, no, even that we just gain a lot of, you know, fans and supporters. Like, we just want to have a community kind of come together and just, you know, express ourselves. So that would be my passion right now.
Love it.
Yeah. Next question. Let's see. Oh, okay. This one's a little more lighthearted. What's something people don't know about you?
I think go first. I don't know.
I feel like I just put it all out there. Oh, you do. There has to be something we don't know. Tell me something I don't know, Julie. What are you hiding from me?
Let me think. You go first. I don't know.
Yeah, this is kind of a tough one. Okay, no. Something a lot of people don't know about me is that, fun fact, I can't see out of one eye, my right eye.
Oh. I'm like completely. Well, I knew that, but our viewers.
But like a lot of people don't. Because you can't like really know.
Let's see.
It doesn't have to be serious. It can just literally be like.
I know, I'm trying to think of something that's like random. This is like stupid though.
Hey. Our listeners want to know.
Okay, that I can, like, I have no ligaments or bones in my finger in this one.
Oh, my God. I wish you guys could see this right now. You weirdo.
Yeah, so it literally just, like, moves.
Can I feel it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It just feels like.
Nothing.
Oh, my God. That's so weird.
I used to do
just that finger?
Little, yeah, just this finger.
Oh my God, we have to like make a video, a story on our Instagram and show them.
It goes so fast. That's probably the only thing, like, all a lot of right. people, only like the closest people to me know that. So
okay, that was one of odd. My favorite questions tonight.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Okay. What makes you the most happy?
Seeing my parents be happy and, like, actually thinking I'm going to have a future and actually make something of myself.
And like, not actually disappointing them like yeah, I do every day.
And not be, like, a complete fuck up. That makes me really happy. As well as my dog, Valencia, makes me very happy. He's just so sweet. And he just gives me such joy. Especially when I, like, go through shit. Like, if I'm out partying or if I'm out at brunch and a guy just does something to really piss me the fuck off. I go home, Valencia's just so sweet and kissing me and has just so much love. And yeah, that's what makes me happy.
Must be nice. I think alcohol. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God. Michelle, go to AA already with my neighbor who's also a fucking psycho alcoholic.
Anyways, you won't mention her. Yeah. What makes me happy? I think just seeing my loved ones happy, honestly, like my friends and my family, seeing them succeed and go after things that they want. Yeah, like my parents are both in school right now, and
I love that.
Even though it's hard, I mean, they're trying their best to, you know, get it done. So, and yeah, my sister and my brother work really hard too. All my friends, you know, you guys are awesome. So yeah,
love that.
All right, next question. Describe yourself in 3 words.
Boss ass bitch.
That's 3 right there.
No, it's 1. Loyal and kind. Oh, and also I'm like fun. So that's 4. And amazing. 5. How about you?
I would say funny. Sweet. And different.
I'm different. Yeah, I'm different.
It's hard to describe yourself in just 3 words.
It really is. That's why I did 5.
Yeah. Didn't follow the rules, Julie.
Next question.
Do you have any tattoos or piercings? Why in the world do you guys need to know that?
Yeah, I do. I have, let's see, 1 on my wrist, 1 on my hip, 1 on my neck, 2 on my side, 1 on my collarbone, and 1 between my boobs. I have 7. I thought I had more than that.
I thought you had 8 in total.
So did I. Or am I missing one? No, it seems like that's about it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then I have my nipples pierced and my belly button pierced. What about you?
I have 4 tats. You don't need to know where they are.
Oh, shit.
And then I have my belly button pierced.
Thanks to yours truly, who was the influence.
Really, I got my belly button pierced with jewels.
Are you liking it still? I know it was, like, hurting in the beginning.
It still kind of bothers me once in a while. It's just, like, when I wear high-waisted jeans.
And it, like, rubs against it.
Yeah. But it's fine now. It's almost been a whole year. So I think it's almost fully
healed.
Wow,
that's crazy.
And then we got our butterfly tattoos together.
Yes, we did.
We're gay, I know. What can I say?
It's fine. Everyone thinks we're dating. So.
No, literally. Everyone is just so jealous of us.
It's ridiculous.
But, like, we're really not. Like, why can't we just be best friends?
Why can't we just be friends with benefits?
2020.
Literally, though.
Okay. Ooh, okay. So, this question is interesting. What's the most uncomfortable thing about dating? There's so many.
Oh, geez.
Geez Louise. Oh, let's brother.
Let's see. For me, the most uncomfortable thing. I mean, everyone already knows. The most uncomfortable thing for me is when you legit meet me, we go on, like, 1-2 dates, and then you're like,
I love you.
Like, where can you see this going? Because, like, I really like you. And I'm always like, every time I say that, I consistently say, you don't know me. Like, you really don't. Like, I'm sorry, but you don't.
You don't know how crazy she is.
Yeah, like, I actually am. So, I'm like, you really don't know me at all. And then they're like, no, I can just tell right away. Like, I click with you. And, like, I could really see myself getting serious with you already. I'm like, second date. And then another thing that scares me. What was the question? What scares you about dating?
What's the most uncomfortable?
Oh, uncomfortable. Well, that makes me extremely uncomfortable. And I get really freaked out. And then it also makes me uncomfortable when guys just expect me to just smash you on the first date. Even the second date, third date, whatever it is. When I'm ready and when we've been talking for a long time / dating, I will let you know when I'm ready, but do not come up all on me and be like, all right, I took you to dinner. Like, come on, let's go back to your place and smash. You can leave, sir. Have a nice day. So that makes me the most uncomfortable. What about you?
Wow. You were very passionate about that.
I was. I don't fuck with that.
I mean, dating makes me uncomfortable, period.
That's all, period.
The most uncomfortable thing. I mean, I think it's just the whole process of getting to know someone all over again.
I know. It's so annoying.
Like, Jesus Christ. I really have to show you how awkward I am and see if you like it. Like, I've done this so many times. Like, I can't do it anymore. Yeah, no. I think dating, period, is uncomfortable. That's my answer. If you don't like it, don't care.
Ooh, she's getting feisty.
Next. Are you a jealous person?
Ooh.
Julia, you seem like a crazy jealous person.
What do you mean I seem? It's like you don't know. I am. Yes, I get very jealous. And, for example, I was out the other night. And I had hooked up with this guy. Well, he's going to listen. Whatever. Anyway, I hooked up with this guy. And
you know who you are.
Yeah, you know who you are. And he just thinks it's okay to try to, like, keep dancing upon my best friend.
Ooh, I know who this is.
And I'm like, I literally, like, say to him, I'm like, can you just not do that? Like, go dance with whoever the fuck you want, but just stop trying to go after my best friend. And he's like, why? It's a double standard you get with all my best friends. Ooh. I'm like, okay. And that's fine. And that's true, though. I mean, he's not lying. But I personally am not okay with it. And so.
Okay, well, this goes back to the one-sided thing. Like, when your ex was like, oh, let's have an open relationship, but only I could do it. That's what you're saying right now.
Yes, because I think if I got that done to me, now I'm going to do it to someone else.
All right.
But what was the question?
Are you a jealous person?
Yeah, so I am a jealous person because I get mad. Like, even if you're, like, not my mans, I just don't want you to be, like,
giving anyone else attention if you're trying to get mine.
Exactly. Right? Thank you. Yeah, but as far as, like, relationships, like, I'm not in one, so I can't be like, you can't fucking do this and this. But when I was in one, oh, you best believe, honey, I was all up
on it. Honey.
I was like, yo, get the fuck away, don't talk to that bitch. I was, like, psycho to the extreme. But I'm older now, and I think if I was in a stable relationship, I would not do that.
Okay.
What about you? Are you jealous?
I don't know. I don't think I've been in a situation where I should be. I don't know. I feel like jealousy and respect kind of, like, intertwine in the situation.
I agree completely.
So it's like either you respect me or you don't. Like, if you're going out of your way to, like, let's say flirt with another girl or you're talking to me or something, then obviously, yeah, I'm going to be like, what the fuck? Like, this is not how it works. Like,
it's
you're
talking
to me and that's it. Yeah, you can't be talking to someone else. I was going somewhere with that.
Oh, get back on the train.
Yeah, I know. But, like, that's the thing. Like, if a girl comes up to my man, like, she's doing something, like, I'm not gonna be like, oh my god, like, what the fuck, blah blah blah. Like, I'm not gonna cause a scene about it because you're not the one that initiated
it. I love causing a scene.
Yeah, I know you do. But no, like, if like, the guy that I'm with is not at fault in the situation, I'm not going to go batshit crazy, you know? But if it's the other way around.
But it takes two to... Who said this to me? Who told
it was me?
It oh, yeah, it takes...
Fuck. Yeah.
We said this.
We were in the Uber. Why was I pissed
I
already?
Had I the Uber... Sorry. I had the Uber driving fucking rolling on the floor laughing.
So we were like Oh, we were talking about that. We weren't talking because I was like, it hadn't happened yet. We hadn't gone out yet, and that whole situation didn't happen yet where he tried dancing with you.
Oh, yeah.
And we were talking about the previous situation.
Yes.
So basically, some shit went down, and Michelle's.
Everyone knows the expression 6-2 to tango. So I was like, well, it takes two to fuck, which
yeah.
is facts.
Yeah, it does. So I'm like, fuck you and fuck you. You know what I mean? So that's on period. Anyway.
Anyways, yeah, so I think the answer to this question is...
Yes, I'm jealous, okay? Stay away from all my
Julie
men.
Is
all
very...
All 20 of them. Don't fuck with
Julie
them.
Is a very jealous person. I am on occasions, but I mean when it's needed. Anyways, moving on. What are your pet peeves? Besides niggas talking to other girls.
I think that's a big pet peeve of mine. Also, cheating. Saying that you are super, like, loyal to your girlfriend and then kind of just, like, cheating on her. I don't really fuck with that at all. Let's see. What else kind of pisses me off? I think that's about it. What about you?
Well, I don't know if it has to do with just relationships. I think in general, pet peeve.
Oh.
It's just... Let me finish.
I was like, I have another one.
It's just being flaky. I think that's one of
yes,
my biggest pet peeves. Like, if I make plans with you, mm-hmm. you know, you agree to be here at this time, and, like if something comes up or if you simply don't want to go anymore, just tell me. That's
yeah.
it. Just shoot me a text. You don't have to call me. Nothing. Just shoot me a fucking... Email me if you want. Like, just fucking tell me that you don't want to go anymore, that you want to cancel plans, whatever. Just don't leave me hanging.
No, yeah, I don't like that either.
That's it.
Pet peeve of mine that doesn't have to do with relationships is when you... What is it called? A loogie? When you, like, hawk a loogie. If a guy does that and or a girl... It makes me so pissed off to the point where I will freak the fuck out.
Wait, I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, you don't know what hawking a loogie means?
No.
When you... Sorry, guys. It's so gross. When you... This is the worst thing you could possibly do to piss me off. When you breathe through your nose and there's, like...
Snot?
And then it goes in your throat and then you go...
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know that was a word. There was a word for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, biggest pet peeve.
Oh.
So, just know. If any of you fucking do that when you see me, I'll punch you in the face. Okay. So, yeah, that's it. Next question.
Okay.
Sorry, that's a little sassy.
Okay, next question. What are some bad habits that you wish to stop? Oh, there's so many.
Oh, wow.
Where
okay.
do we even start?
Where do I begin? Probably not getting with the guys that I'm getting with. Like...
Falling for the fuckboys that she's falling for.
Yes. Like, stop falling for these guys and listening to what they say, because what they say is usually all BS. Also being so forgiving. Like, I'll have someone say to me, like, I promise it's not like that. Or, like, I'm not doing that. Like, I'm doing this and this, and I really care about you, and blah, blah, blah. And then just continually make the same mistakes. Nope, sir. I keep doing that. And... What else? I just don't know. Probably drinking too much on the weekends / drinking too much in general.
Retweet.
And just not, like, respecting myself enough. Like, putting up with too much shit. Not, like, having people respect me enough.
What was the question again?
I don't know. Wasn't it, like...
Oh, what habits do you wish to stop?
Yeah, habits. Bad habits.
Okay, yes. Definitely... Okay, biggest habit would be spending too much money.
Oh, yeah.
One, on alcohol. Two, on clothes. On hoes. On clothes. I have a huge shopping addiction. Anyone who knows me knows that. It's very sickening, honestly. So that's definitely the biggest habit. And, yeah, I think that's it.
Bitch, you have some more. You better
like
look
what?
In your, you better go in your brain.
Like what?
Like what? No regrets. No regrets.
No regrets.
Besides blowing my money. That's about it. Okay. Any more juicy questions?
Let's see what we have. What's the biggest risk you've ever taken in life?
Ooh.
There's some I can't say.
Yeah, I can't say. Wish I could, guys, but it's going to be a nope. Ooh,
can't say that one. Okay, what I could say, the biggest risk I've taken is living on my own, not moving back home.
That's a really good one. Well, one of them I can say, I jumped off a bridge once into a lake of alligators. I wasn't trying to kill myself or anything.
Okay.
Or that I regret
to start off with that.
Yeah. I was in seventh grade with this guy I used to love, like, shout out to you if you're listening. His name was Kyle. I was with him and my friend Lindsay and I think my friend Mallory, maybe another person. They all had a boat and they were like, let's crawl up this bridge and try to jump on the boat. And I was like, nah, I'm not going to do that. I was like, there's alligators in here. And they're like, let's just do it. So I'm like, okay, did it.
How old were you?
Seventh grade. I was probably 12. Yeah, I was making out boys and I was being a little ho-ho.
That's not like...
Look at me now.
Crazy. But whatever.
I mean, jumping off a bridge. Okay. You jump off a bridge.
Then. Glad you're alive and no alligators ate you.
Thank you.
But yeah, no, I would say it's just making it out here on my own.
I was going to say making out people.
No, making it out here on my own.
Okay, I like that.
I mean, there's been times where I've been, like, homeless. Like, yeah, living out of my fucking car. Like, yeah.
And with me.
Yeah. So, it's been a fucking roller coaster. It's not easy. But it is what it is. And it's made me the person I am today. So.
Yes. Yes.
Ooh. Yes. Okay. What else do you guys have for us? That's another one. What's your idea of the perfect day? Ooh, let's do perfect day / perfect date to okay. make it interesting.
So, perfect day, about 65 degrees out, no clouds, sunny. Probably my perfect date would be, this was, once again, I always have to fucking bring it up, but my ex did this for
me. Oh my God, I know we're all tired of hearing about it.
I know, I'm tired of thinking about it. He set up a picnic on the beach. It was beautiful.
Oh, I've never had a picnic.
So nice, honestly. He just did everything for me. Anyway, that's besides the point. Yeah, so he set up this really beautiful picnic, got us wine, and I cut up, like, cheese, different, like, meat, crackers, I think made us, like, sandwiches. I don't know. He just did the full 9 yards. It was amazing. Had a cute little picnic, like, what are those called? The cute picnic basket with the blanket. And it was such a beautiful day. And it was on Biscayne Bay. He, like, took us to this, like, secretive little section. It was so nice.
That's cute. Yeah. Picnic dates, I think, are definitely top 5.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to take me on a picnic date, let me know.
I know someone that would want to take you on a picnic date, Michelle. Oh, I know
a billion people, but, like, do I want to go with them is the question.
Facts.
Perfect day / date. Well, a perfect day would just, I think I have a lot of them, which I'm very happy about.
Tell us some.
As you guys know, I'm only off, maybe you don't know, I'm only off on Sundays. So brunching is kind of my thing, if you haven't been able to tell by my Instagram. So if it's gorgeous out and I can go out with my friends to brunch, go out afterwards dancing and just having a full-on good time in the day out in the sun, like, I'm in an office all week. I'm at the mall in the store every Saturday. Like, every Sunday, I just want to spend it outside in fucking daylight. Like, just the sun beaming on me.
Oh, love it.
And obviously the beach, right? It hasn't been beach weather lately, but once summer hits and it gets warmer, like, I'm going to be on the beach every fucking day. So, yeah, anything involving drinks, friends, and a good time, and sunlight, count me in. Perfect date.
Brunch. Imagine. Brunch is your date.
I don't know, guys. I'm so out of the dating game. I don't even care. That's my answer.
Good. I talk about my ex of 10 years ago, and you have no one.
I don't give a fuck. All right. Let's wrap this shindig up. What is our last question? What do they want to know?
So the last question someone asked was, how do you feel about hooking up with a close friend of yours?
Oh, this kind of goes back to the
friends of benefits.
Yeah.
I feel like you really shouldn't do it. Like, as I was saying before, it definitely does ruin friendships, especially if you consider that person like your brother or your sister.
Okay, ew.
No, like, for real. Like, especially if you're, like, really close to them, you tell them everything. Like, I don't suggest doing that. I personally have been in situations where I've done it, but I don't suggest it. That's my input. What about you, Michelle?
I agree. I think we literally just touched upon this, but from what I've learned in my years of wisdom is, like, just fuck friends with benefits. Like, if you no. Like, it's either you're in a relationship with someone or you're not. Like, it's either 0 or 100, and that's it. Like, there's no in between. Like, there's no, oh, let me just fuck around and have fun. Like, we're old. Like,
at this point, if you're not,
no, honestly, at this point, like, if you're in the same mindset and age, like,
age range,
yeah, that we are in,
it, get your it shit together.
No, literally,
because that's... I don't want to see you fucking around and being a hoe anymore on me.
Julie, I hope you take your own advice on that.
I know. I hope I do too. But it's like, sometimes I have to do it back to them because they do it to me, and I'm like, if you're going
to
do
no,
it.
But no, that's just stooping, snooping to their,
it's stooping.
That's just stooping to
Snoopy
their.
Doo-dee-doo.
That's just stooping to their level, and we don't want to do that. We're better than that.
Okay, but sometimes I have
There's
to.
No but.
Okay, go. So next time, I'm not going to see this girl next weekend because she's going.
Who's this? Me?
Yes.
Oh.
Who else?
You said this girl, like some random.
You. I'm not going to see this girl next weekend.
Oh my God.
Who's this girl?
I was really confused.
Because she's going away.
Yes, I am. Much needed little mini vacation.
And so, but if I do go out, I'm going to be on my best behavior.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
I promise.
Can't wait to hear the stories when I get back.
No, I'm going to be good.
All right, jammers, we hope you enjoyed our little Q&A. Never have
slash
I ever.
Slash the
keep
to tango.
Keep sending us any more questions, any more topics you want us to talk about. And, yeah, we love you guys.
We love you so much.
Bye.
Bye.